This information is subject to a disclaimer at the end of this podcast. Please ensure that you listen to the disclaimer and go to www.ubs.com for further information about UBS.
Hi, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to UBS Global Research Pod Hub, a channel that shares insights from economists, strategists, and equity analysts on the pivotal questions and events shaping today's markets. My name is Jason Finkelstein, and I'm the U.S. Consumer Sector Specialist here at UBS. And with me on the call is Jay Soll, UBS's Retailing, Department Stores, and Specialty Softlines Analyst. In this episode, we're going to be taking a look at apparel and footwear industry e-commerce trends. Jay, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks, Jason. Great to be here.
So, Jay, let's jump in with a few questions for you here. First, the percentage of apparel and footwear industry sales happening online continues to rise. How long will that trend last?
Well, thanks, Jason, and thanks for everybody for tuning in. Right now, about 38 to 39% of all apparel and footwear sold in the United States happens online. And we expect that percentage to continue to rise over the next few years into that low to mid 40% range. But what's interesting is that we think at that point, you know, we're starting to see what we feel like is a growth rate that is, or a penetration rate that's going to slow down. We don't think we'll see e-commerce penetration increase at the same rate going forward. We think we're starting to see more of an equilibrium, and we're going to start to see more of a balance between e-commerce sales and brick and mortar sales once we get out past the next couple of years.
Great. For our second question, did the pandemic accelerate the adoption of e-commerce?
Well, yes, but the way it happened is interesting because what happened during the pandemic is, yes, more people shopped online. It's when people were at home and they couldn't go out to stores, a lot of people created new habits. But interestingly, it was the older generations where that happened, where older generations had maybe been hesitant to adopt e-commerce, had stuck to their normal shopping patterns. But 2020 and 2021 in the pandemic that happened in those years forced a lot of older consumers to finally adopt e-commerce. And that really drove a lot of e-commerce penetration higher. And what's interesting is that older generations have continued to shop online post-pandemic. And so what's interesting is if you look at just younger generations, the pandemic did not really cause the percentage of sales of apparel, footwear, and accessories that happens online to change. So, you know, one reason that we're saying that we think that if you look out a couple of years, we're going to start to see e-commerce growth rates normalize, and we're going to see the percentage of online sales start to stabilize and plateau, is because in the past, there were two drivers of rising e-commerce penetration. Number one, as a generational shift, as time moved on, and younger people became a bigger part of the total retail landscape, they bought more online than older people did. So that was one driver. And at the same time, we also saw the penetration rates within the age groups going up. But now there's much more of a balance between younger people and older people in terms of the percentage of people shopping online. And at the same time, the penetration rates within the younger age demographics isn't rising. So that's a big reason that we do expect e-commerce penetration to stabilize, like I said, over the next few years. And really, I think a lot of people don't realize how e-commerce penetration changed during the pandemic. I think they assume that young people just continue to adopt e-commerce at greater rates, but that's not the case.
Our third question, why don't people shop online?
Jason, the reason they don't shop online is the same reason that they've had for the last 20 years, which is people want to try before they buy. They want to touch products. They want to try them on. They want to see how they fit. And the only way to do that is to go into a store. Obviously, people can buy three or four of an item and try them on and send three of them back. But people, you know, some people don't like to do that. They don't like to finance a lot of purchases on their credit card and have to wait a long time to get refunded. And some people just think it's more convenient and easier just to go into a store. So retailers and online retailers especially have been looking for ways to overcome this objection for a long time. They haven't been able to really do it. The percentage of people who say they just don't want to shop online because they just like the store experience, they want to try before they buy, has been pretty stable. And I think that's one reason that we will see e-commerce penetration rates stabilize. And, you know, perhaps if we look out 5 or 10 years, maybe AI can come up with a way to help retailers overcome that objection that consumers have. But right now, it seems like that try before you buy is the main reason people don't shop online, and that's not changing.
Thank you for those insights, Jay. Very helpful. And thank you all for visiting the UBS Research Pod Hub. That was an introduction and overview of the apparel and footwear industry's e-commerce trends. I'm Jason Finkelstein, UBS's consumer sector specialist. And with me today, you heard from Jay Soule, UBS's retailing, department stores, and specialty soft lines analyst. Tune in again for more investment insights.
This content has been prepared by UBS AG, its subsidiaries, and/or affiliates, and is purely informational in nature. It is not investment research and does not contain an investment recommendation, nor investment or professional advice. It is not an offer or solicitation to engage in any investment activity, and you should seek your own financial, tax, and legal advice before engaging in any such activity. UBS has no responsibility to you in relation to this content. It has no regard to your personal circumstances or investment objectives, and receiving it does not imply any form of client relationship with UBS for any legal, regulatory, or tax purpose. This content is not intended for distribution into any jurisdiction where to do so would be contrary to law or regulation. UBS does not accept any liability over the content of such material or reliance upon any information contained herein. The views and opinions expressed by any guest speaker or third party are not those of UBS. Accordingly, UBS does not accept any liability over such views and opinions expressed by such persons. This content is the valuable intellectual property of UBS, and UBS specifically prohibits the redistribution of it in whole or in part without its prior written permission. Copyright UBS 2024. The key symbol and UBS are among the registered and unregistered trademarks of UBS. All rights reserved.